What's up, guys, and welcome to a new episode of Zen for Living with me, Avery Campbell. Whether you're new or old, I welcome you. This podcast is about life and all its lessons, self-development, and much, much more. So buckle up for a good time with me. Follow me on Instagram at AVZCampbell, that's Aves Campbell, or Zen for Living for much more insights on my podcast. Stay tuned and thank you for stopping by. Good morning, good evening, and good night to you wherever you are in the world, and welcome to Zen for Living with me, Avery. Oh, don't mind me, I'm on my phone. Yeah, so welcome. Today's episode is, as you may have seen in the title, today's episode is the standard for self, and this is really definitely customizable based on person, but I just wanted to get into it because I recently discovered like a whole different side of me, and not really side, a version of me. Like, this is me of the 2023 era. So I'm sure everyone is going through like life changes, growing up, coming out of stages, adolescence, going into adulthood, coming out of like, you know, early adulthood into mid adulthood, that type of thing. And you're just realizing that you have new icks, you have new preferences, new taste, you know, you tolerate things, you stop tolerating things. And so, long story short, we change. And I definitely wanted to talk about that today because for myself, I realized that it's okay. At first, it feels uncomfortable. You know, it kind of feels uncomfortable that the things and the people that you liked being around, you no longer like care to be around. Sometimes it's not even a case where you dislike being around these people, you dislike eating this thing, or you dislike doing this thing, or going or working in this field. You just don't care for it anymore. It does not fulfill you. It does not bring life to you. It's not your kryptonite. It's just not for you anymore. And honey, sir, madam, gal, it's okay. It's fine. So for myself, I realized I recently made new friends. Making new friends is not really something I seek to do. I would rather it just kind of happen with the flow of life, because I find that when you seek friends, it's like it's like some people's relationship with God. So let me expound. You and God, hypothetically, right? Or you and whoever you believe in. Hypothetically, you believe in something. And I'm so sorry. But you believe in something, say God for the sake of this episode. And you pray to him, right? You pray to him, and some people pray to him and just take whatever response he gives to you, or whatever sign, or whatever. Some people pray and already have their mind made up, right? They already have their mind made up of what they want the outcome to be. And so it makes them suffer from, you know, disappointment, etc., etc. It's the same thing when I seek friends, because I seek friends and I'm like, oh, she looks like the type of friend I want, but she really isn't. You know, when you get to meet her, when you see where her headspace is at, when you kind of realize that there's no sense of alignment at all. And so I just don't seek friends. We make friends, like we bond, we go with the energies, that type of thing over here. So yeah, met a new set of friends. And I realized that, you know, my interests have changed. They have changed in just people and what I get from people. And before, I wasn't really getting much. It was really just a bag of pars, just a bag of nothingness. And that's not with every single person. That's just a general thing. I just realized I wasn't really that fulfilled with the people I was really deeming to be my friends. Anyway, met these people, and the sense of belonging that came over my life, it was kind of crazy and so like good. So yes, in terms of like people and stuff like that, I definitely realized that like the standard has to change, like for myself, like the quality of people I want in my life, the type of conversations I want in my life. And I mean, big up to all of my OG friends, I love you guys so much, and I don't know if you listen to my podcast, but my people, I don't think my people are podcast people, but it's fine. Big up JP, big up Brandon, big up Kyle, love you guys, and the rest are unknown self, right? Anyway, so the standard for self definitely has changed, and now that I live on my own, it's just like a lot more things have become things that I can't stand, things that I can't tolerate anymore, you know. And so, long story short, your girl wants peace. So, you know, it's something that you kind of have to experience to know that you want it, and that's definitely what has happened to me. And I'm just here to tell you guys, like, this is not gonna be no long explanation, because you know and I know what we're talking about today, and you know what you want for yourself. As I say, it's a very customizable thing, because what you want for yourself right now is probably not what I want for myself right now, and that's okay, right? So I'm not telling you, I'm guiding you. Yes, I'm guiding you to realize that it's okay to be uncomfortable. I've had so many things that I thought I had interest in that I really don't. Like, I started out Zen doing nails. I thought I wanted to do that, but it's okay. I like doing feet, but I don't like doing hands. It's just not my thing. I will do my own, but it's just not my thing. And a lot of people would be like, oh, she has a foot fetish. Nah, she doesn't. sorry to address, but she doesn't. Yeah, so we grow and we figure out that, you know, whether you want to get up and like consciously decide things and decide that you want to change things in your life based on your preferences, based on who you are to date, or whether life pushes you that way, I say dive into it and figure out yourself. And I think it's beautiful that no one really knows who they are, because you kind of are always learning about yourself, you know. And I just hope for everyone that listens to my podcast, I hope that you understand that all you really, in my opinion at least, and you know, I love to throw that out there, because I don't want people coming for me. In my opinion, right, if you are okay with yourself, F off with everybody else. As simple as that. Like, if you are okay with yourself, and being okay with myself, because I'm telling you guys this, and I'm very good at, I've been told, like giving advice, but taking it is another thing. As you know, it's a general thing, human thing. But I had a hard time, like, even identifying myself. I knew I was strong, but I feel like I had to be. I knew I was somewhat confident, but I feel like I had to be in front of people. I knew I am creative, right? But I never really stepped into the things that I wanted to in the way I wanted to, because of the opinions of people. And people's opinion actually mattered to me, right? Right now, I'm a tad bit different, and it was very uncomfortable to get to this place where I'm clueless about what next in life. I have a plan, as in not really a plan, but an outcome I want. I really just have to, I'm working backwards. So I know where I want to be, but now I have to put the steps, you know. I don't know if that's the right way, and that's not backward, that's the right way to do it. But I'm going to call it backward, because I feel like you have to have a plan, you know, for your life. And it results into you becoming whatever version of yourself. But I can picture the version of myself that I want to be, it's just for me to actually put the steps or identify the steps. So you may have to do that. You know, you may be like, oh, and I'm saying, it's okay to not know. It's okay to not know, because a lot of people out here, they don't know. They don't know at all. Another thing, I'm doing my toes, by the way. Another thing is that sometimes when we don't know, right? We feel, you know? And it's like this thing where I say, well, I don't really listen to, not listen, but I don't really care for what people tell me. I care for how people really are. Like, there's this situation that recently, I recently went through where someone was saying to me repeatedly, I don't want to hurt you. And that's what the person was saying. And I just eventually one day decided to stop caring about the fact that they're saying that, because at the end of the day, I was hurt, you know? And they did everything to bring me to a place of hurt and pain and sadness. And so I couldn't, the credibility of the person's, you know, speech was just like zero to none for me. And so I don't want that in my life. Like, I don't want people to do that. And that, and you set that standard and you attract people that do quite the opposite, you know? So that's what I'm talking about today. Raise the bar for yourself, whatever that looks like. And it will be uncomfortable, because people hate change. And not necessarily, I'm not talking about you, but say you change and you stop tolerating people, whether friends that smart mouth you but play it off as a joke, whether you have friends that, like, I recently also went through a situation where someone was doing this pity party thing. And I don't like when people do pity parties. I like when people tell me exactly what's going on and what we can do about it. That's what I want to tolerate in my life. People that can identify that, even if they don't know what they want to do about it, people that can identify that they have a problem, they're sick, they're tired, they're exhausted, they feel as though they're depressed, and either they need space, they're gonna go to therapy, they're gonna go outside and get some sun, they're gonna go around people and get some oxytocin, they're gonna go to the beach and clear their mind, they're gonna journal, there's so many. That's what I feel like anyone in my life right now, that's how they should be handling things. And so for me personally right now, I'm not talking to anybody because I need space. I need space, and space needs me as well, right? My home, my new home, I barely spend time in it because I'm always working, and I'm always with my team. And I decided that I need to rest, I need to do what I want to do. And what's funny is that it's almost like I should have done this long ago, because it really doesn't matter if I'm there or not, you know? And I had to do that for myself, and it's literally the best thing I've ever done all year, which is actually think about myself, think about what I want, and kind of F off with people and what they think I should do and I should be doing, you know? So, I mean, I hope you're getting the gist of what I'm saying. I don't know if I'm the perfect podcaster. As I'm just talking, there's no script here. Raise the bar for yourself, and everything and everyone will fall in line as they should, or fall out of the line, or drop down, but you will be okay. And life isn't unfair. A friend told me one time, life isn't unfair because everyone's provided an opportunity to life every day until you're not, and everyone actually dies. So whether you die by, God forbid, by the hand of someone else, or by natural causes, everyone dies. So you have to take every day as an opportunity, as everyone else should around you. Whether they want to or not, that's what you should be doing. To live and learn about yourself and associate with people that love, feel love, and express yourself. Like, literally express yourself. Sometimes we get clouded, you know, and we get clouded by all of these expectations and all of these, like, I don't know, pressures of life, I guess. We get clouded by those things. We feel like we have to look this way, we have to do this thing, we have to be at this place, and sometimes we really just need to know ourselves, and then everything will make sense, right? Because a lot can happen in a short space of time, and the difference between the beginning and the ending is that the beginning, you're clueless, right? You're clueless and you're probably scared, and at the ending of wherever you're trying to be or wherever you're trying to get, you're fearless, you're wise, you know. So in the beginning, it makes sense for you to not be scared or as scared or scared for a prolonged period of time, but try to be scared and do it anyway. Go out there and discover yourself, discover the things you like. Whether you can afford it or not, I believe that everything that is to be will be. And I don't know how the hell it is, because right now I live in my own place. I said it in my last podcast, I never really saw myself. Like, I wanted it. It's something I planned. And when I say planned, it's the outcome that I put out there for myself. I don't know how I'm doing this right now, except the fact that I have God on my side, and that's because I believe in God. So thank God for that. But look at me now. Last year, I was not here, and now I am. So go out and figure out yourself. And I needed this. I needed to be alone. I needed to get closer to God. I needed to be able to make my own friends. I needed to figure out what I like and what I don't like. And I'm getting closer and closer there every day. So I feel like for you who's listening, whether you're at the ending and you've done all of this before you listen to this podcast, or you're at the beginning when you're scared, you're probably not even thinking about yourself, you know, because we think about people so much. We help people so much. But when it comes to ourselves, we're always like almost hesitant, because we feel as though we're always going to have ourselves that's going to be there. But for example, to not make it that confusing, I would be quicker to help my, say, sister or brother with their dream and aspirations, right? And I would put myself off, and I mean, I guess that's selfless, but I wouldn't balance at all to be able to do both that, or both help myself and help them. I would put all my eggs in one basket and help them. And tell myself that, oh, well, you'll be fine because you're always with yourself, if that makes sense. So you'll always have the time, but really you're not making time or taking time to invest in yourself. And that's what I'm talking about. We love to help people. It's so much easier to help people. It's as easy as saying no. It's as easy as saying yes, right? But we have to kind of, when you're in your 20s, because this is your building stage, this is your grind stage, this is the time for you to run up and down and do everything and do nothing at the same time. It's the time for you to be tired. It's the time for you to be tired and get up again, right? It's not the time for you to be thinking that you're supposed to be rich. You see this rich and wealthy and not doing anything and having everything figured out. It's actually the time of confusion, right? It's a time of like lack of clarity. It's a time of lots of clarity. So in this time, if you're listening and you haven't set a standard for yourself, I would say go with your gut, go with how you feel, go where the love is, go where the support is, go and show gratitude to the people around you, go and apply for that job, go and stop talking to those people, stop talking to that person, stop making them run on your mind. Stop it, because at the end of the day, how you feel is not good. You don't feel good, you're unhappy, you don't like the food you're eating, stop eating it. You don't like the fact that you don't go out. You don't like the fact that you are not mobile, be mobile. Right? You set that standard for yourself and you will eventually attract people. You will eventually get the help you need. Like, you will, when you put yourself in that position. And it takes doing. It takes you getting into a very, 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 very uncomfortable place. If you've never asked for help, this is a time for you to ask for help. I'm not gonna lie, it's a time for you to ask for help. Like, I'm not giving you this advice based on the fact that I feel like some great philanthropist. No, it's coming from a place where, and every other episode as well, is coming from something I've experienced and I'm currently learning or I've learned. And setting the standard for myself is something I recently learned. Especially moving in is a good example. And I think I talked about this in the last episode. But when I moved in, you know, the help I got in, it was crazy. It was crazy. I don't know how to better explain it. I'm super grateful. I actually never thought that help would have just came out of nowhere. Big up Michelle, big up Krishna, big up my dad, big up us, big up Steven and Kevoy. Like, the help is literally gonna come. God is gonna be on your side if you are on his side, you know. And set that standard for yourself, set the pace for yourself. Like, come on. The friendship you think that was going to be forever, and you're going to have children and your children are going to be friends, or the guy and you are going to get married. Stop thinking about that. Stop. I'm actually a bit frustrated when people get so consumed in those things, and you really don't know that right now you're just attached to an idea of a version of yourself when you're not really doing anything to get there anyway. You know what I'm saying? So if you're doing something to get there, that's one thing. But if you're not doing something to get there and it's just you sitting down daydreaming about this life, it's that's not you really setting a standard for yourself. Setting a standard for yourself is actually implementing rules, principles and morals and expectations of yourself and working towards getting there, you know. And so this is a drape up to myself and a drape up to you that's listening. Like, start making those goals feel bigger than they actually are. Start making those friends feel better than you feel. Stop giving time to people that are not giving time to you. Right? Just stop doing that. And what you should be doing, invest in the idea that makes no sense to no one else but you. Invest in sleep. Invest in putting down that corporate job that is madding you. Like, putting it down. When you go home, put it down. When you're going out with friends, put it down. Breathe. Relax. Right? And live. Because at the end of the day, I read a quote this morning and I'm gonna end it like this. The dumbest thing, I'm not quoting it word for word, but my understanding is the dumbest thing that we do in our life is think we have time. So we put off things, you know. That's the dumbest thing we could do. We have now. That's what we have. That's what we actually have. And so with the now, we gotta do something. We gotta do something with the now, or just kind of sit around and hope. But I can tell you, there's nothing new under the sun. And everyone that has sat around and hoped that, oh, I'm gonna work until I get X amount of money to buy my own place or buy my own car, go and live on my own and go and rent, right? The time you sit down saying, oh, I'm going to not go back to school and do this thing, right? While the world is advancing around you. The time you take and you say you're going to sit down because you're sick. You're sick and you can't do nothing. But there are people out there running on one leg. You know what I'm saying? Like, get up, man. Get up off your ass. The time you say you can't open the store, but every time you look around, it's a younger and younger person. Whether it's the scamming money they use, whether it's save, whether it's a loan, them get up and open them store. I'm not saying you should scam them. Actually, I forbid that. But you get the gist. The gist is, just do it. Set that standard for yourself, and the quality of life will be more like what you want for yourself. And that's on God, and pray about it and put him first and talk to him, go and consult him, right? So thanks for listening. I'm gonna record another podcast. I was in a slum for like a week. I get in slums often nowadays because adulting is very lonely and scary, but we do it anyway. So I'm happy I was able to record this podcast episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you have anything that you'd like to add, anything you want, comment, go on the Instagram Zenful Living and comment, or come check me in my DMs on Instagram, AVZ Campbell. I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to hear your story. Send me a voice note, a text message, a paragraph, an epistle. I would love to hear from you. Or leave a comment on any other platforms you're listening from. Remember, we are available everywhere. Thank you and goodbye.